Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. I'm always optimistic at 7:35 on Tuesdays because that means we're about to kick Southside Jake's ass in a battle of trivia wits. Good morning to you, Jake. How we doing, buddy?
Good morning, but not this week, boys. Not this week. I dug deep, and I hope you're ready for this.
Why do you say that every week, and then we still whoop your butt?
you got to get the fans what they want. They want a battle, right?
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. So, but I do. I think I got some really good questions for you this week. But it wouldn't surprise me if you knew them, just because you guys have very large brains.
Bring it.
All right, boys. Here we go. First question: Rico Dowdle of the Carolina Panthers just had back-to-back 230-yard plus games from scrimmage. Only six other players have ever done that. All running backs and one wide receiver. Who was the wide receiver?
Ooh.
Wait, say it again. Back-to-back 200-yard games?
Rico Dowdle of the Carolina Panthers just had back-to-back 230-yard-plus games from scrimmage.
Okay.
Only six other players have done that, all running backs and one wide receiver. Who was the wide receiver? All right.
Real quick, because I want to be smarter than you, like so much smarter than you.
Okay.
I think we're going to hear Puka Nacua, and I think we're going to hear Cooper Kupp.
Okay.
I also think all Megatron right. could be a possibility.
Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice immediately was the first name I wrote down.
A, Josh Gordon. B, Cooper Kupp. C, DeSean Jackson. D, Calvin Johnson.
You said total yards?
That is from scrimmage, yes, sir.
Oh, from scrimmage.
Oh, from scrimmage.
This is a good one. This is real good.
230 yards plus, back-to-back weeks.
I wanted to say Cooper Kupp because Cooper Kupp is who I thought of immediately, but Josh Gordon's inclusion in the list and DeSean Jackson's inclusion in the list has my ears perked. Should we go 50-50?
Yes.
50-50. We are going A, Josh Gordon, or C, DeSean Jackson.
Wow, dang it. He did the thing. It's got to be Gordon, right? Because he's just such a random inclusion. DeSean Jackson.
He used to light it up.
Yes, he did. 50-yard touchdown catches out his
all
wazoo.
Day.
Mm-hmm. Man. He was also a great punt returner, which is why I was asking about total yards.
Josh Gordon.
Okay.
Josh Gordon, A.
Hey, Josh Gordon. Did do this in 2013.
Let's
so, yes.
go. Yeah.
You go. Got it.
There we go. Nice. Man, he was a beast.
Oh, man. I thought I had you. Really did. But I never had my car. All right. Here we go. Since the year 2000, a starting quarterback has been traded to an intra-division opponent how many times?
Since what year?
A, since the year 2000, a starting quarterback has been traded to an intra-division opponent how many times? A, 2, B, 3, C, 4, or D, 6?
Well, we got Flacco, so that's one. Off the top of my head, none are ringing a bell. Other intra-division trades. Are we talking?
Well, one was not an option.
Did you say mid-season?
Just Yeah, I mean, throughout. It doesn't even have to be during the season. It could be off season.
Hmm.
Mm. Oh, man.
Hmm. I mean, it's just going to be a total guess.
Yeah, it's a guess. I'd say two.
Yeah, let's go with two.
Okay, the correct answer is three. Donovan McNabb to the Eagles in 2010. Drew Bledsoe, Patriots to the Buffalo Bills in 2001. And then, obviously, Flacco, Browns to Bengals.
I knew that for the record.
So McNabb went to the
Washington
team, right? Yeah. All right.
So, and according to my research, this is the only three intra-division trades of starting quarterbacks that has ever happened.
All right, give us question three, the rubber match.
All right. Oh, man. You guys play fantasy football, don't you?
Not really.
Not well.
Well, you're going to today. In a standard ESPN PPR fantasy league format, this player holds the record for the most fantasy points in a single season. So, point per reception format. A, LT. B, Jamal Charles. C, Reggie Bush. Or D, Matt Forte.
Oh.
Forte was great.
Yes. It's either Charles or Forte.
Not LT.
You can ask Callis.
Yeah, all right.
Callis.
Callis, no, I'm sure he does fantasy football.
No, I don't. But point per reception? Or point per... Say that again?
We've come to the wrong place.
Right.
PPR, point per reception.
You should have got me for the other one. I knew the other one.
I feel like Jamal Charles is sort of the weird inclusion there, leading me to believe that you're right and it was Jamal Charles.
No, he's trying to throw you off. I mean, I've got Jake's psychology. It's definitely you
might.
Not that guy.
You might.
He does. He has to be.
Reggie Bush seems too obvious.
It's not Reggie.
It's not him.
It's not Reggie.
What are the other two then?
LaDainian Tomlinson. I think
Matt Forte.
I think it's LT.
Forte had a really good season.
I don't think it's LT, the other
one season.
Forte was a tremendous fantasy running back. You want to go Forte?
Yeah.
We're going Forte.
It was a LT, 2006, 481 fantasy points in a single season.
Goodbye, Jake.
Bye, Jake.
Southside Jake, Southside Plumbing and Heating. We lost. Goodbye.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, LT's one of my favorite players ever to watch.
He is. You like him a lot.
I love
never
LT.
Liked him.
What?
Never.
Why?
I don't know. I just didn't like his running style.
What's wrong with you? You didn't like his running style?
I did. Nope. Never liked it.
I wrote down Cooper Kupp again. Before, I like to try to write some down before we get the final four. Sean Alexander had that year where he had 30 touchdowns, won the MVP. LT had a million touchdowns. What a player.
Should have tagged me in sooner.
You got it wrong.
No, I knew the other one. The interdivisional quarterback.
You knew it after
how
we
did
got
you know
the right
other
answer.
One?
I mean,
yeah, how did you know it?
I remember those instances happening.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Who were the quarterbacks again?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.